This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
After the hour on Doug Steffens' Good Day Radio program. Doug is out right now. I am Jay Kirshner. She is Jen Horn. And should we start off with some good news or
we
some
need
bad
news?
Ooh, we need some good news?
Good news first as a buffer and then the regular news, which is usually bad.
Okay, so like sandwich it. Maybe
yeah.
End it with some more good news.
Love it. Like an Oreo cookie.
Okay. I like that. Well, if you like turtles, this is going to be the best kind of news because there's a 3D printed brace shell that has helped one turtle continue to thrive. A turtle was found near a power plant in New Jersey back in 2014. So this is kind of a long running story in a way. Back in 2014, that's where this turtle was found. Arrived at the San Diego Birch Aquarium. Have you ever been there, Jen?
Not to the Birch Aquarium. I don't know where that is. That might be private. I don't know. Do you know?
Okay.
San Diego has everything. It has SeaWorld, the Wild Animal Park. I think they actually even have an animal reserve. I know because I watched Jersey Shore go there. And then the San Diego Zoo. But I have not heard about that particular
one. So a lot of different things. Okay, so this turtle, a female turtle that was discovered, found its way to the Birch Aquarium in San Diego. Underweight, 98 pounds. Oh. A hole in her shell, a curved spine because of this hole in the shell. And then by 2017, the aquarium who was caring for the sea turtle noticed that the health status was still not ideal a few years after being found. So they started working with UC San Diego, their digital media lab, and they created a 3D printed brace to help nurse this turtle back to health, repair her shell. And they did some more exams recently. And noticed that they took some new measurements, they're scrubbing the shell, collect blood samples, and realized that she is thriving. She now weighs a much healthier 210 pounds.
Wow.
So up from the 98 pounds to 210, which is more average.
That's a big turtle.
Yeah. She is healthy looking. She has the healthy shell and everything. And yeah, this is good news.
Those 3D printers are insanity.
They're amazing.
I know. The first time I had ever seen one was years ago. I got to go on a tour of Jay Leno's garage, and Jay Leno had a gigantic 3D printer that would print car parts for him, and I thought that was cool. But it was really the size, like picture in your mind, like the size of a vending machine, because they're doing car parts, and it was big, and it was kind of the newest technology at the time. But now you can get these ones at home, which are pretty insane. You can print toys and games and, like, shelves and, I don't know, the other day, Kleenex boxes. I mean, just, like, weird stuff that you can, you know, you could just make. So the fact that you can use it to repair a turtle shell is pretty darn cool.
Yes. I mean, it really is amazing. And it's not going to be long until they're straight up 3D printing organs. Like, we're already lab growing stuff. Why not start doing them in 3D printers?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you might as well. If you can use that technology, see, that's where technology is amazing to me and medicine is amazing to me, because you're doing things that are actually helpful to people and to animals and to beings. Like, that's the coolest thing. And imagine, you think about, like, the kind of technology this is just beginning for us. I kind of think about what my grandparents saw in their lifetime and this evolution into technology. Can you imagine what it's going to be like in 10 years and 20 years? I mean, in some respects, it seems really scary, but in others, the technology is moving so fast, it's going to be pretty darn cool.
Well, even just look in our own lifetime. We grew up going to school where you had a calculator to do your homework, but you had to figure out math yourself there, because it was always, you're not going to be able to go into life carrying a calculator around in your purse with you. You're not always going to be able to rely on a computer to help you out with things. You need to learn this stuff and pretty much put it in your memory. And now we are walking around with cameras, with video cameras, with fast-moving computers,
well, in my
calculators.
Lifetime, in my lifetime, I went from playing 45 records in my room to cassette tapes to CDs. Now none of that stuff is relevant anymore. The same thing. I mean, DVDs are like a blip on the radar, right? It was like VHS tapes and then DVDs. Now you don't need any of that. You're right. Calculators, cameras. Think about the power that we carry around just in our phones. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, remember how you'd have to go and develop film, and you had all, it was like, it was cool when they did, when they came out with these tiny little cameras that you could take with you places that would still take great pictures.
Oh, yes, yeah. Or the disposable camera when that first came around, the underwater disposable camera. Oh, that was a game changer.
It was fun. It was great. It was like vacation to the max. And now you don't need any of that stuff. It's just, it's really, yes, in a short amount of time. And you mentioned kids not having to do math problems. Now, this AI thing, I've jumped right into that to see, like, what it's all about. And in some ways, it's really cool. And in other ways, it is frightening because I don't know how we keep up with this technology. I think I might have told you guys the other day I wanted to just see what it would be like if I had it write a section for my website for CRN, the company I run with my dad. It did it almost perfectly. I mean, I had to make a few changes, but it did it almost perfectly. And then I had it write a press release for me, and it did that almost perfectly. It's amazing what AI is doing right now. And that scares me because I wonder if the human race is going to die out because of it, because we'll have no purpose because AI can take over all of our jobs and no critical thinking, because right now I can look at what AI does and I can say, okay, that's right, that's wrong. But in 10, 20 years, people who grew up on AI aren't going to be able to critically think around it.
Well, no, absolutely. And we look at some of those deep fake videos that content creators make, and we question, is this real? Is this not real?
Yeah,
once AI starts doing
looking.
Things, yes, it's going to be even better. And you really, people will start to wonder, is this news real? Is that news real? Because there have been times where even some reputable news sources have caught wind of a story. They've shared it. They've discussed it. And then a few days later, it's like, oh, that whole thing was fake because you didn't have enough of the research on the back end, because people will see something and, well, I trust this person that's sharing it or this brand who is sharing it, so I'm just going to go ahead and believe it. And when brands do that with other brands, that's when it can get dangerous. And I always come back to that story of, or not the story, the movie, Idiocracy with Luke Wilson. And I think Dax Shepard is in it, Maya Rudolph, where Luke Wilson's character gets, like cryogenically frozen or something. And basically the whole experiment that they're doing gets shut down and he gets forgotten about until he wakes up. So many, like a bunch of years later. And basically he is the smartest person on planet Earth because the computers and technology have made everybody dumb because of basically what you've been saying, where it is not, we don't have the critical thinking. We are just so used to doing. How many times do we forget where we're going because all of a sudden we don't have our navigation. We're so used to using that rather than paying attention. And I always go back to that movie because it seems like sometimes, to a degree, future generations may fall into that line. And with that movie, this is one of the things that I find so comical about it. The costume designer was trying to find fashion that would just be kind of silly, but at the same time, somewhat realistic.
Yeah.
Found this startup company that does shoes and was like, okay, nothing is ever going to come of this. It's supposed to be these things are super comfortable, but they are so ugly. Nobody's ever going to wear them. She's going to go ahead and get a whole bunch of those.
Was invented. No, I'm just kidding.
No, they're Crocs.
Oh, that's hysterical, really?
Yeah. If you go watch the movie, everybody in the future stuff is wearing, they're all wearing Crocs. And it's because she thought, like, they kind of look futuristic and they're so stupid. Nobody's going to actually wear them. It's the startup company. They're not even concerned that it's actually going to go anywhere. So they can use this in the whole making fun of people. Well, that's crap. Those are Crocs. Like, just straight up. That's where it went.
That's amazing. Have you given up and bought Crocs?
Cause I can't. No.
Somebody gifted me a pair once because they're like, oh, you're going to love these shoes. And they were the orange Mario Batali ones.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, I don't know. But they sent me a size 8. I'm like, oh no, like I am a size 10 through and through. So I had to give them to my mom and she loves them. She still uses them for like And they've lasted for years. Someone probably gave me these like 10 years ago. And literally, she walks around the garden, she walks around the yard, she walks in the garage. She like those.
That's what I feel like a lot of people originally were doing, though. Were wearing those for yard work and gardening.
Yeah, and that's exactly what she does. Because you can rinse them off, and but they have lasted forever. It's so funny. I'll still go up to her house, and I'll see these orange shoes. I'm like, are you ever going to get rid of those, Mom? But they're like, they're still good. They're still
good. Hey, if they work. If they work. Well, and I mean, I'm not one to judge, because there are some types of shoes that a lot of people deem as so ugly and so unfashionable that I do love, like Ugg boots. I do love
Ugg boots. Oh, yeah, no, Ugg boots, I think.
They're so warm
and comfortable.
And Birkenstock sandals.
Can't stand them.
I love my Birks.
Is it because they're comfortable? Because it's not cute. They're not cute, right?
They are not cute. I totally acknowledge that. They are so not cute, but they are so comfortable. And I am not a sandals flip-flop kind of person. They hurt my feet. They hurt my ankles. I feel like whenever I would try to wear flip-flops or anything, it's like my toes are trying to grab onto the shoe. And it's just my feet are straining when I walk. Yeah, it hurts. But the Birks, they are so comfortable.
As you get older, and I used to only wear heels and flip flops. Like that was my, like I'd either wear, it was either sandals.
Too extreme.
I have now started like dressing so much. Like my heels have come down multiple inches. I am I now wear flats like most days. Like I just, and thankfully like fashion has kept up and made like cuter flats. You can kind of get away with it. Loafers and like whatever.
Yeah, the ballet flats and stuff.
But like, gosh, it's, I never thought I'd give up, but I have started to slowly give up because it's just, it's like untenable, you know, to be trotting around miles and miles in stupid shoes.
Oh yeah, the super, super high stilettos. And then I remember back in the day, it was like, no, I will never wear a wedge booty. Hello, wedge booty.
Hello,
you are my best
wedge
friend.
Booty. Exactly.
Best friend. Oh, absolutely love it. Well, okay, so I do want to acknowledge really quickly on the turtle front that today is National Turtle Day.
And that's why we're talking about the 6-inch turtle.
Yes, we got so far away from it, but the National Turtle Day.
Did they go to
amazing.
The shell station to get that new shell?
They needed to. Oh, it is 18 after the hour.
Progressive presents 10 things on a contractor's to-do list that are harder than getting a commercial auto insurance quote. Bidding a new client, giving an accurate estimate, finding affordable materials, getting a client to pay you for work you already did, getting a client to pay you, period, securing permits and workers and tools, getting those workers and tools to work together, and finding the perfect pair of overalls. Pockets, baby. But the easiest thing on a small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you can save on commercial auto insurance. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Parents, are you tired of helping put your kids' shoes on? They're squirming, watching cartoons, anything but helping. Luckily, it's Skechers to the rescue. Introducing new hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Footwear you can just get your kids to step into and their shoes are on. You don't need to bend over. You don't need to sit on the floor and try to wrangle them on. And they're available in all types of Skechers styles, with and without laces, and most are machine washable. Find Skechers slip-ins for kids or mom and dad at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Thank you. complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's 23 after the hour on Doug Stephan's Good Day radio program. I am Jay Kirshner. She is Jen Horn. Woody Allen totally saved his friend's life while at a restaurant recently.
Really?
Yeah, he was at dinner with his wife, another friend.
She's 25 now, right? She's able to rent a car?
Sunny Previn. How old is she, actually?
I don't know, but she was his child, so that's why I asked.
Yes, yeah, that was major red flags. But I guess this is good press for him. It was his friend Andrew Stein. They were all eating on the Upper East Side of New York City, and Andrew Stein just all of a sudden got red, couldn't breathe, and while the rest of the dinner guests, including Woody Allen's wife, Woody Allen just jumped up, did the Heimlich maneuver, and saved his life.
Wow, well, that's pretty good. That's
yeah. The
kind of friend you want to have at dinner with you if you're choking.
Yeah, yeah. You want to surround yourself with people who know CPR and the Heimlich maneuver.
Could you do it? Could you do it if somebody was choking?
Yes, I could.
Just get it.
I could. I was Red Cross certified when I had to go babysit and all of that stuff, and then I have since re-upped. But then after having my son, I was like, I need to know CPR and the Heimlich on all ages. If there's somebody who is more of a hefty size, I can't physically do the full-on Heimlich maneuver on other outlets, like other ways to help.
Yeah, you throw them on a chair.
Exactly, yes, and how to do it yourself. You can throw yourself over a chair. There's this really great tool that it's like a suction thingy. If you are with somebody who is choking, and you can use the suction thing, and it actually just pulls it out if you carry it with you.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Is it large, though, or do you just keep walking around?
Yeah, you definitely need a big, device? Yeah, it's like, yeah,
it's like a backpack. Jay's exactly. Like, I'm prepared if anybody chokes, I've got my dice in here.
But you're always safe.
You're always safe.
Always safe. Well, okay, so Taylor Swift is on her Eras tour, and there is one fan who is going to make some money off of it. She's got a couple shows where it's rainy, super rainy, and apparently one of her fans that was at the Foxborough show one of the nights captured the rain and is selling it for $250.
Oh my gosh, like in a bottle?
Yes. Oh, in weed bottles.
Oh, perfect. How nice.
Yeah, apparently because, well, it's Massachusetts. So
that's right. Anything goes. Oh, yeah. My gosh, that's funny. So she's selling the rain. I'm telling you, they're talking about the Taylor Swift economy. Have you heard about it?
No, I haven't.
The Taylor Swift economy is what she has created for the towns that she's having shows in. So people will make a ton of money on restaurants, people with, like, hotels and stuff, that there's actually a full economy. That's how much people are spending based on the shows that she's putting on. And that doesn't
totally
even include the
it.
Ticket price and what they're buying the tickets for, which in many cases is like upwards of $1,000 a ticket.
Well, and this makes sense because she's not stopping in every big city of all the states. There are a lot of places where, like, she's not coming to Cleveland. We have to travel. And so when you have most of her shows, I think, are two nights a week. And
two,
then
three,
some
seven,
will be three,
yeah.
Yes. So you have enough people that are actually traveling in, not just the locals who are going. It's like every town, almost every big city is getting its own Super Bowl weekend.
Yeah. They're saying that it's really been helpful to cities that she's been going to, and that they're calling it the Swift economy because she brings with them a crowd of people who have to spend money for overnights and for dinners and lunches and breakfasts and all that stuff.
Would you say T Swizzle is the biggest artist of the moment across the world? Like current day artists, not just
I think
forever?
She's up there. If she's not the most, she's got to be up there because I think so many people are willing to travel for her. Like a lot of people, if the show comes to town, you'll pay the money to go, but people are willing to travel for her, and that's a huge deal.
Yeah. She should start doing her own festivals. It's 28 after the hour on Doug Stephan's Good Day Radio program.
It's probably your second biggest investment, especially lately. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Your car has been a pain at the pump, but gas prices aren't the only way you may be burning money. Have you had a minor fender bender? If it's just a dent, you might be able to save the deductible and keep your insurance premium as is. Grab your bathroom plunger, stick it into the middle of the dent, and pour hot water over the area. Then pull hard. Repeat as necessary. And if your headlights look foggy, skip that squirt bottle product. Simply rub on toothpaste. Let it sit for a minute, then rub off with a clean cloth. And that spray that restores your dashboard and other interior surfaces, save the money. Apply olive oil with coffee filters. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DUG. When you place your order today, get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Ron DeSantis will launch his presidential bid with Elon Musk. Correspondent Von Hilliard says DeSantis is using Musk's platform because of Twitter's reach.
He has access to millions of Americans, a platform that, frankly, a political operation could not have access to.
Several reports say the Republican Florida governor will announce that he's running for president live on Twitter Wednesday night in a conversation with Musk. DeSantis trails former President Trump by a wide margin in every major national poll. The days of Netflix subscribers sharing their passwords are coming to an end. The streamer began emailing customers Tuesday about its new password policy. Subscribers are given two options now. Transfer a profile to a new membership or share an account with someone outside their household for about an extra $8 a month. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We want to know your thoughts. Be part of the conversation. Call the Doug line at 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684. On Doug Steffens' Good Day Radio program. Jen Horn is here. I am Jay Kirshner. Doug will be back eventually. I don't know. We'll see. We might just turn off his mic and keep doing this whole thing.
We're
taking over the program. Have you been watching American Idol?
I don't. I never watched American Idol. I actually fought it because everybody loved it when it first started. And then I started watching it for this show because we used to watch American Idol together. We used to always talk about it. And then it kind of petered off and, you know, it went away and came back. I will see occasionally. I love Luke Bryan. So occasionally when I'm flipping by, I'll watch and just see what's going on. But no, I did not closely follow this season at all. But I guess it was pretty controversial in its ending from what I've seen online.
I'm not an American Idol fan. I've never watched it. I typically don't watch any shows like this. I did watch the first season of The Voice, and I have caught other episodes from different seasons of The Voice here and there. But the three-hour finale happened. There is a new American Idol. Season 21's winner has been crowned. 18-year-old Iam Tongi.
Who looks, I think it's Iam. He looks very much older than that.
Yes, I've seen pictures of him. And I definitely thought that he was maybe a little closer to my age.
Yeah, he's a bigger Hawaiian guy who's got an incredible voice. And I had not even, again, I had not followed the season at all. But the last few days on social media, he's been everywhere because he was the big winner. And he's got a beautiful voice. He made the judges cry a multitude of times.
Oh, even from the get-go. Like his audition where he dedicated the song to his father who had passed months prior. And Luke Bryan even was talking about how his nephew came to live with him after he lost his dad. And just seeing I am missing his dad, it just, he's like, the whole thing just sucks.
Yeah, no, and Luke Bryan's got such an amazing heart. He lost his brother, took in the kids. I mean, he's had a lot, and I think they lost another sibling.
Yeah,
he's lost a lot of people in his life. But I guess the controversy came, there were a lot of people, so I just thought, oh, everybody's behind this guy because, you know, he made everybody cry and he's got this incredible voice. But I guess there was a contingency of fans of the show who felt like this was kind of like cooked a little bit, that this was not quite on the up and up, and that the other finalists may have been better, but they were overlooked, and that this guy got a lot of special attention. I guess Keith Urban had found out about him, the country singer, and had started coaching him privately and was involved with the American Idol 7. So a lot of people thought because he had professionals involved with his development and rooting for him very publicly, that maybe it gave him a leg up on the competition. That's what I understood anyway from looking at social media yesterday.
Doesn't American Idol already have additional coaches other than the judges? Aren't there some?
Yeah,
or
but
is
I think
that
this was
only
something
the voice
different.
That does
like
that?
In life, I think Keith Urban had taken an interest in him or something like that. So I don't know. I don't know the full story again because I didn't watch the show, but there was definitely a few people saying, was this really a setup? Was it really him, or was it the fact that he had been given kind of special privileges along the way? So I don't know. In any case, he's got an incredible voice. It was well deserved, and he's got a career in front of him, whether he wins or loses or he's the one you're hearing.
Think, and I feel like that's what we see each season for any of these shows. Anybody who wins, anybody who is a runner up, it's like, okay, well, they're going to have a career, and a lot of times they don't. Like, look at American Idol. It's season 21. You have Kelly Clarkson, the OG, who is forced to be reckoned with. Mm-hmm. You have Carrie Underwood. Daughtry, did he win?
I don't know that he even won. No, I think he was a runner-up.
Okay, and then I think Kelly Pickler. Was she American Idol? She was American
Jennifer
Idol.
Hudson.
Yes.
Jennifer Hudson was also on.
I think Jennifer Hudson won hers, didn't she? Kelly Pickler did not. Then again, look at Miranda Lambert, who was on Nashville Star. That's what it was. She came in like sixth or something.
Yeah.
She was down there, and then she became one of the queens of country music.
Yep.
It does make you wonder sometimes. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, I just think you just need the attention. You need the platform. Like, sometimes you're not going to be right for the competition or what people are thinking they're looking for or whatever is going on social media, but sometimes you just need the platform, and then you can catapult and make a career for yourself. And that's clearly what a lot of these people have done.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I always wonder, too, a lot of these contestants. So you have people who audition for these shows, and depending on where in the audition process they get into, because there's so many auditions that happen, so many rounds of auditions that happen before things are even televised. Like, that's by the time that there's the televised, quote-unquote, first auditions, that's like, what, five auditions in? And sometimes
you've been performing.
Yes. Well, and not only that, but sometimes somebody else already got in that has your look, that has your sound, and they're like, well, we already have one of you. You're really good. You're really talented, but we already have too many of your type.
Yeah, we can't have 12 Kelly Clarks.
Yeah, so we have to turn you away. Like, you know, better luck next year. Try to audition earlier or something. But also, some of these people that have that storyline of, well, I only sing in my garage. I only sing when I'm taking a shower. I've never performed blah, 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 blah. Those are straight up lies. Like, who was it? I can't remember if she won The Voice the first season or if she came in second place. Dia Frampton. I loved her. She had this whole, like, shy demeanor, and she just happened to be somebody who could sing, and her family pushed her. That was the storyline. Well, she actually had a band with her sisters called Megan Dia, which I had followed, and that's kind of why I was watching. They played Warped Tours and stuff. They were one of the openers for the openers for the openers, stuff like that. But yeah, so when I found out she was going to be on, that was why I started watching The Voice. And it was kind of like, this girl's stage presence has always been there. I mean, she might be shy in real life, but she's always had that stage presence. It's not like they had to pull her out of anything as the storyline went for the first season of The Voice. Definitely go watch it, but she is absolutely amazing. But yeah, it's like so much of this is totally packaged, manufactured.
Who's the biggest, who came from The Voice that's probably the most notable?
Ooh.
American Idol gets more.
American Idol definitely dominates the people who have the staying power.
I love about Blake Shelton is that he's taken a lot of people with him, like Gwen, whatever her name was, oh gosh, and Ray Lynn came from The Voice.
Oh, Gwen Sebastian. She's one of Miranda's regular backup singers.
Backup singer, and Ray Lynn has done that, I think, as well.
Yes.
So,
Bradbury is another one. It seems like a lot of the country ones are the ones who...
Because Blake takes an interest in them and actually helps them along.
And continues further, yeah. I always love seeing when somebody doesn't make it to a final round or gets cut a little bit sooner, and they're like, you're just so dang talented. I'm going to sign you to my, anybody who has their own label or whatever, they're like, I'm going to sign you to mine, blah, 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 blah. I always think that's so cool, but I always wonder, what's the follow through? Did they actually
sign?
Where
did it go? Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's interesting to think about whether or not they actually have, it probably would be a fun book, like a follow up of like some of these reality stars that we knew and where they are now. You know, there's so many reality shows that people love and then they lose touch with them. And wonder where they ended up. Are they selling insurance?
There should be reunion episodes. They have the reunion ones, like the Bravo always does for the Bravo celebrities and the Housewives and the Vanderpump people. There should totally be some of those.
Yeah, I think especially for those competitions where you get so sucked in by people's stories and many times they have tragedy that they've overcome and you gotta wonder where they go.
Well, okay, so I guess we should go into some of the, like, depressing news, what we call it. Great news.
The bummers,
yeah. So it's National Turtle Day, and one of the things that I do want to say is if you are ever seeing a turtle cross the street and you are going to decide to help them, help them in the direction that they're already going. Don't turn around and put them on the opposite side or anything because they're just going to try to cross the street
again. Took them a while to get there.
Yes. Well, they're still just going to try to cross the street. So help them the rest of the way across the street. This is a duckling story, and it's really sad. So a California man was driving his kids home from swim practice, saw a group of ducks with ducklings trying to cross the road, and he pulled over at an intersection, helped them get to safety across the street, and while going to get back into his car, gets hit by a teenage driver, killed on the scene.
In front of his kids.
Absolutely gut-wrenching. The teenage driver remained at the scene, has not been arrested or charged for anything yet, so going to see what happens, but
there's no winner, no loser, it's just tragedy.
Absolutely devastating. And family members, his name is Casey Rivera, the father who died, they identified him as just the kindest person. And saying that this is something that he would totally do. He sees animals trying to cross the street. He will make sure that they get there safely.
And just not himself. It was, this was a big story in California. This is where I am. And it was like, there's just nothing to say. I know people have set up GoFundMes and such for the kids, but you just can't replace your dad.
No.
No matter how much money you raise. It's just
and the trauma awful. of witnessing that. And there was actually the person who called 911 after this happened was a 12-year-old who happened to be in the area too that witnessed this. It was a 12-year-old that saw this happen and immediately pulled out his phone and called 911.
Smart kid, but
absolutely gut-wrenching. Other gut-wrenching news. Jen, why don't you talk about the debt ceiling?
It's not as gut-wrenching as people think. You know, it's so funny. You look at the headlines and it's like doomsday coming.
Yes.
We don't want to default on our debt. But they are ramping it up. From everybody I've talked to, that we're not going to actually meet the level that they're saying we're getting to on June 1st until August. But they're trying to create some urgency to try to get things done, because once there is a deal that's reached between Joe Biden and Kevin McCarthy, who's the Speaker of the House, there's a rule in the House now, which is actually a good one, that they can't do these immediate votes anymore. You have to do 3 days so that people actually read what's in the bill, or at least that's the goal. So it'll take 3 days for the House to actually vote on something once they get a deal. But there's a whole lot of back and forth. It was Joe Biden's position that he didn't want to cut anything, and that he was going to use the revenue from raising taxes to try to pay off the deficit, or to try to make his budget work. The Republicans are saying we can't just keep lifting the debt ceiling without responsible cuts. And they're talking about things, pretty common sense stuff, like the COVID money that was unused, reallocating that back into the system to try to help eliminate some of the costs, you know, doing those sorts of things. So it's not like they're doing it the most extreme bill, but it seems that there's still a lot of distance between where Democrats and Republicans are. And I think they get there because they always do. This is not unheard of. I think 70-something times there have been negotiations with the debt ceiling. Typically, if the party in the House is not the party that's sitting in the White House, you have to make deals. Trump had to do it with Nancy Pelosi when he was president, I think back in 2019. So this is not unusual, but they do want to make people scared that this is going to be a default, because they want people to press their congressional representatives to get going on all of it. So I say take a deep breath, relax, let's see what happens. They've still got a few days to figure it out.
Well, and with contacting the reps, do you feel like anybody's actually listening?
I do think pressure does matter, whether it's in the media or not. And the reason I say that is the White House was not willing to negotiate at all. They just wanted a clean debt ceiling increase. But this new polling came out that said that like 40% of people would think that that was a loss for Joe Biden. And so now, because he's running for reelection, they want to make sure that he's in the game. So that's why he's negotiating again.
Okay. Good grief. Well, it is 48 after the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day radio program.
This report is sponsored by Facebook. Since the beginning of the spread of COVID-19 and social distancing, people have turned to Facebook to connect with and take action to help their communities. To make it as easy as possible for people to support one another, Facebook is launching Community Help, a destination for people to help their neighbors most impacted by COVID-19. There, people can request or offer help in their community, such as delivering groceries to elderly neighbors or volunteering to distribute food through local food banks and donate to fundraisers. Emily Dalton Smith is the Director of Social Impact Product at Facebook.
We're seeing people who are the most vulnerable are at the front lines of the epidemic using Facebook to get help and support with urgent needs. With Community Help, we're making it easier for everyone to be able to offer and request help.
Access Community Help at facebook.com/COVID support. That's facebook.com/COVID support.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Do you know what brand sells the most work shoes in America? Skechers. Why? Skechers has the best-looking safety-toe and slip-resistant shoes around. They've got superior quality and simply incredible prices. But many people get them just for the style. So you can enjoy tough, steel-toed protection and slip-resistant soles anywhere, even if you don't need them for work. And since they're Skechers, you know they're going to be comfortable with Skechers' exclusive air-cooled memory foam. Find your new pair of Skechers safety-toe and slip-resistant work shoes at a Skechers store, at Skechers.com, or wherever work shoes are sold.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
After the hour on Doug Steffens' Good Day Radio program, I am Jay Kirshner. He is Dr. Jack Stockwell. ForbiddenDoctor.com is where you can find him. Nuka Chiropractor, GAPS Practitioner, and our health guru. Let's just be real. Let's call it what it is. Hi, Jack.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I don't know what I'm going to do without a dose of Doug this morning, but I have every anticipation that I'm going to come away rewarded having talked to you this morning.
Oh, go on.
Well,
just kidding.
Yes. Hey, there's out of the National Institutes of Health, and I know people are having a hard time believing anything out of the NIH anymore or the FDA or the CDC because of the what's happened the last 3 years, but there is a very interesting study. Dr. Nima Majesley, who is the medical, the director of medical toxicity at Staten Island University Hospital in New York, says that a study they had just finished that acetaminophen, Tylenol, is by far the number one cause of acute liver failure in the U.S. And there are a lot of people who are afraid of opioids, and rightly so, and they're afraid of other, even some NSAIDs that aren't quite as dangerous as opioids, that will go to acetaminophen for pain control. And we know from a study, oh my goodness, it's got to be 25 years old, that said that 1,000 doses of 500 milligram acetaminophen in a lifetime is enough to put you on the liver transplant list. And you can go to Walmart or Target or any of the big stores like that, and you can go to the over-the-counter drug area, and you can actually buy a bottle of 1,500 milligram tablets or capsules of acetaminophen.
That is
so anyway.
Scary.
Well, it is. It is. And so the NIH had a report where the drug caused over 500 deaths, 56,000 emergency department visits, and 2,600 hospitalizations every year, not just in the period of the study, but for every year. And the majority of these cases originate from unintentional chronic overdoses that people will often, you know, it's from the misuse of medications like Percocet or Vicodin or Tylenol PM, because there's a lot of times that acetaminophen is sitting there in the background. I mean, you can get extra strength aspirin or Excedrin and read the box, and it's 500 milligrams of Excedrin and 500 or aspirin and 500 milligrams of acetaminophen. And so a lot of people who do not want the opioids, but they just kind of fall into a habit, because I have patients like this who will tell me, man, if I don't start the day off with three Tylenol, I won't make it through the day. And I say, well, that's why you're here. Let's do a consult. Let me see what I can do for you. And usually we can reduce pain levels enough where they can start getting off that. But the problem is they don't think about it. It's just kind of automatic. They get up in the morning, they have their coffee, or they have their orange juice or their tea. Yes,
it's
bacon.
Like one of their supplements or vitamins almost.
It just, absolutely. It's like, yeah, I take my supplements and tell me what you're taking. And acetaminophen is usually in there, or ibuprofen. And so while we know that acetaminophen can smoke the liver, we know that ibuprofen, overuse of that can smoke your kidneys, because these things are poisons. Any kind of a chemical compound that we take into our body that Mother Nature didn't make is poisonous to the system, and the body is going to have some level of inflammatory reaction to it. Even aspirin, even baby aspirin, is toxic to the human physiology. And so the trade-off is, well, I've got this very serious condition, and my doctor tells me, well, for a short period of time, I want you to use this or that. And as long as we stay to that short period of time, we can probably get through it so that the symptoms can abate to the point where we can reduce the inflammation, find out what's causing it and address that, and then get off the drug. But even things, anti-inflammatories like prednisone. Prednisone has a warning in the package. Do not use more than a week. And I have patients who come in who've been on prednisone for 2 years, and they want to know why their bones are falling apart.
Well, and doesn't prednisone also make people cranky? Isn't that one of the ones that can alter for a brief period of time your mental state?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And then as long as you stay on it. So back to the American Journal of Epidemiology that was reporting. They conducted the study on vitamins and lifestyle. Over 65,000 people between the ages of 50 and 76. And based on those results, the people who took acetaminophen, Tylenol, at least 4 days a week for 4 years were twice as likely to develop blood cancers than people who took less or none of the drug.
Oh my God.
Something to think about.
That is scary. Well, you can hear more about this and more from Dr. Jack Stockwell on Good Day Health. Visit gooddayhealth.com and, of course, forbiddendoctor.com. Jack, thank you. It's 58 after the hour.
My pleasure, Jay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.